man, they need Cole Reagans to be Cole Reagans. And I know that that sounds simple, but they need Cole Reagans to go full version, first playoff game in the wild card, full last two seasons when he has his best stuff. They need an ace tonight. The bullpen's been getting taxed, and we can talk about the decisions outside of that in a moment. The bullpen's been getting taxed. The starters haven't been going as long. But Cole Reagans, man, that's the guy. That's your ace on the mound. They had their ace on the mound against your number three starter. Now it's the inverse. It is your time to prove to them why you deserve a big fat paycheck a couple of years from now or many other things. But also, the Royals pitching staff is what carried him to wins. Cole Reagans is the leader of that pitching staff. He was the best of that pitching staff. Lugo was also great, maybe co-number one. But with you two going the next two nights, get Reagans tonight, and then you get to toss Lugo again at home on Wednesday. The whole mood is different. They just need Cole Reagans to be great. Not good, great tonight.
Absolutely. That's why earlier I said I don't know if anything is going well. If you tell me somehow he's not pitching in the sixth, hell, maybe even the seventh inning, based off of the quick hook the last couple of games, I understand why they did it. But Cole Reagans, you just have to trust that he's getting through it. Even if it could be a sixth inning, he's pitched five and a third, there's one out in the sixth inning, and all of a sudden they've got a man on second, and Aaron Judge is coming up. I don't care. Cole Reagans should still be in that baseball game tonight. I just, there could be second and third with one out in the sixth inning, unless Cole Reagans somehow is at 100 pitches. Even then, I don't know if I care.
I might let him face a couple more batters.
And they're not going to do it. Unless you're telling me Lucas Erceg is coming in the sixth inning, like, which he shouldn't. But I still don't feel great about anybody else to where you don't let Cole Reagans just go out there and make it happen. I mentioned last time out against the Yankees, six innings, seven strikeouts, three hits, two earned, three walks, gave up one home run. It was good for a quality start. That's the baseline almost.
That's the minimum I want out of Cole Reagans.
You can say, well, that's a lot to ask. Well, it's the playoffs. He's your best pitcher. It's the playoffs. This is why you had him as your game one starter in the Orioles series. This is why he's Cole Reagans, right? I mean, this is why we talk about him in this light. Moments like this, you should be able to trust him. I think it's a big problem if he's not out there in the sixth and maybe even the seventh inning tonight.
Like the guys who were the other guys who were in consideration for the American League Cy Young, including Tarik Skubal, who won it. He's been showing up in the postseason, man. When his number's called, Tarik Skubal's been pitching aces. So you're in that spot. You want to be in that company. This is the company you want to keep. We talk about how postseason storylines for players get created very quickly. You come up and you no-show in an ALDS game against the Yankees and give up five, people are going to view you differently maybe for the rest of your career, or at the very least, for the rest of your postseason career here in Kansas City. And I'm not saying one now, if you go and shove two games in a row after that, maybe not. But they get made in single postseasons, two postseasons. But just more importantly, it's who they are. They need Cole Reagans to pitch like this because this is the biggest challenge he's going to face all year. The New York Yankees lineup is dangerous. Every single one of them is capable of taking you yard. They can. It's a small ballpark. In addition to that, they've got some of the better home run hitters. They've got power up and down their lineup. And the Royals need you in this moment to perform like this. But I also think it's because I don't want to rely on the bullpen to go five and a half innings again. Six, you know, yeah. I can't be doing that every day.
The Yankees against left-handed pitching this year, it's worth bringing up, though, that daunting lineup of what they've done against left-handed pitchers. 235 batting average, that's good for 24th in the league.
Yeah.
387 slug, 18th. If there's been any struggle for this lineup, it's been against a lefty, and this isn't just a random lefty. This is, as we just highlighted, this
Cole
is
Reagans,
an all-star guy that could have started the all-star game, but he's an all-star. So you have that. This is why I think the Royals have the pitching edge, even if Carlos Rodon, who's also a lefty, here's what the Royals have done against lefties. 243, 17th in the league, slugging, though, 380. That's 23rd. Now, maybe this is where, after all the talk about the ballpark, Cody, tonight you might be happy that right field exists in Yankee Stadium, because the slug percentage for the Royals against lefties, I just told you, 23rd in baseball. Maybe this right field short porch might be a good thing to help the old slug percentage against a lefty this evening.
Yeah, sure. Like, you know, take advantage of it where you can.
You know, I think that could end up being something we end up laughing about later on tonight. I would hope that's the case.
I just think it's a dumb stadium. I don't, you know, they can have whatever, you know, I guess have whatever you want. Certainly on that end. Carlos Rodon's an interesting matchup because it's not that he hasn't been a good major league starter. Obviously, Carlos Rodon's been a very good major league starter. The Royals have gotten him a number of times. The last time out, they did not. But over the course of Rodon's history, Rodon's gotten to him quite a bit. The only problem is that you take small sample size versus life sample size, and the Royals have seen Rodon a lot because he was in their division quite a bit. So they got a sense of exactly where he is in his career against Kansas City, but does that matter? Or does it matter against this year's lineup, which is dramatically different than last year's lineup against the Royals or all those things in between? And so while they've gotten to Rodon before, that's what it really comes down to. Cole Rangan's got to be better than Carlos Rodon.